Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Mem Gimel. We are holding a daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. We are at Umi Idin Ze El Ze, the two dots, the last line of the page on Mem Beis Amud Beis. Today, she was sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Emily and Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, Nisham Shem Naliyah, also by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should return home safely, and also by Chani and J.J. Hornblass, in memory of his father, the Honorable Jerome Hornblass, Yaakov Ben Moshe, the Neshama Shev Naliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we're going to discuss how a shutaf can be made for his partner without being nogeya be'edus. Because one of the things that Shmuel teaches us is that mi'idin ze'el ze'ed, that shutafin are made one for the other. But aren't you automatically nogeya be'edus if you're going to be made for someone who is your partner in that very item? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether it's possible for a shutaf to be mesalik himself by saying, no, I no longer have any portion of this item, so now maybe I could be made about it. So is that a possibility that a shutaf could be mesalik himself from something? And the Gemara is going to have three rayas that seem to suggest that he cannot be mesalik himself, and we're going to answer each of those three rayas. And that brings us to the bottom of Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is then going to discuss why shutafim have the responsibility of a shomer sachar, meaning we had said that that Shmuel had said that shutafim are nasik shomer sachar zelazeh, that if something gets stolen, well, I'm watching something that I'm a partner in, I'm responsible to pay my partner for what I just got stolen from me, because I'm a shomer sachar who's chayiv in kenev aveda. So Gemara is going to discuss, well, why should that be the case? Isn't there a din called Bailavimo, that if there's Shemira Bebailim, then you're automatically putter? So isn't every case of a shutaf automatically going to be a case of Bailavimo? So when are you ever going to have a case of a shutaf being responsible like a shomer sachar? And then the last discussion of the daf is whether a seller could testify about the ownership of the very item that he sold. So I sell something to you, and then someone questions whether it's yours, and I come to be made for you. Am I considered nogea bedavar if I'm going to be made for an item that I sold to you? So let's begin at the two dots on mem beis and beis. So we said that if you have two shutafim that own something together, and someone, some third party comes and is ma'arer, he has some sort of taina against the against my shutaf, I'm allowed to be meyid, and I'm not considered to be a nogeya be'edus. So ask the Gemara, why could shutafim be meyid for each other? Nogin be'edus anhein. Isn't this a classic example of nogeya be'edus? Because kol zman that the shutafus hasn't been divided up, and we're still shutafim in everything, if the ma'arer comes and takes part of the field, we both lose. So it turns out that this shutaf that was made on the karka, that it belongs to the his other partner, is really being made for himself, because otherwise he would be the one to lose out. And now over here, the Ritva points out, it's a little bit funny to call it nogeya be'edus. Nogeya be'edus means I have some sort of side interest over here. This isn't nogeya be'edus. I'm a baldavar, it's mine, meaning that's this is worse than nogeya be'edus. So the Ritva says, yeah, it's we're not being so medaktik bilashona. The makshan's not being so medaktik in the lashon that he uses, meaning it's saying it's worse than nogeya be'edus. He's actually a baldavar. So it says Mar Hachamay Askinan, the case is, when can a shutaf be made about the field? The kas of lay, when the shutaf that's being made writes to his friend, to his partner, Dinudvar mainly al sadazu, that I have no chelek in this field. This one is totally yours. And since he gave over his chelek to the other guy, so now he's not nogeh, he's certainly not a baldavar, and he's not even nogeh bedavar. It has no bearing on him whatsoever. L'chora, that's obvious. If he has no chelek in this field, why wouldn't he be able to be made? So Tosrid writes, no, it's a chiddush, because he only was mesalik himself from this field after there was an error on it, in order to be able to be made. So I would think something's up over here. You know, yesterday this field was my field, and now all of a sudden someone's coming to ma'arer. So I'm saying dinudvar mainly. Maybe we made some sort of deal on the side that if I'm a salik and then I'm made, then you'll split it back with me afterwards. Yeah. So we're not choshish for such a thing. That's the chiddush. So says Gemara, is that enough to say dinudvar mainly al sadazo? Why would that be good enough? Why does it helped to say Dinu Dvarim to be Mesalik himself. Va'atanya, don't we have a Brisa that tells us that Omer Lechaveru Dinu Dvarim Aimli Al Sadazo, that we have two people who are partners in the field, and one of them wants to give his chelek to the other guy, and that's the lashon he uses, that he says Dinu Dvarim Aimli, that I don't want to have anything to do with this field, it will be entirely yours. Ve'Aimli Esekba, or if, for example, he says a lashon of Aimli Esekba, I don't want no business with this field, meaning it's entirely yours. Or V'yadi Mesulakos Hemena, I'm totally removing my hand from this field. In all three of those, using any three of those expressions, Lo Amar Klum, that is totally ineffective. It's not a matana that he's giving to the other party, because you already own the field. The only way that would be a matana is if you say an actual lashon of matana. So to say Eli Esek by Yadim Mesulakos Hemena, Dinu Dvarim Ainli, that's not a lashon of matana. That's like a tefila. Halavai that I didn't have the tzoris of this field. Okay, you can lament and cry and whatever, but that doesn't mean that it belongs to the other guy. You have to actually say mefurash, yihi nasun lecha chelki shebesadazu, that I'm actually giving you my chelek in this field. That's what the Rashbam points out, that when do these lashonos work? These lashonos would work if you're not yet the owner of the field, that it didn't yet come to you. So it's a way of preempting ownership. You could say, in order to avoid ownership. But once you're already the owner, it's not a valid lashon matana. So the Gemara Shaila therefore comes back. Why are shutfim able to be made for each other? And don't tell me that he says dinu dvar mainly, because that means nothing. It doesn't accomplish anything. So he's still no gei be'edus. He's still a bal davar. So says Mar Hachamay Eskinan Kishakana Miyado, that when Shmuel says that when we explain that he says dinu dvar mainly, it's not just that he said dinu dvar mainly. He then made a kinyan sudar along with the dinu dvar mainly. So in Hanami, dinu dvar mainly is just like a halavai, it's a tefillah, it's pie in the sky. But when you attach it to a kinyan, so then you're really saying I'm transferring ownership of this field to the other party. That's how a number of the Rishonim understand. Rashi Musach Ksuba says, because a kinyan sudar has to be chal on something. It has to be chal on a davar sheyesh bo mamish. So you can't make a kinyan sudar on something that's just a halavai that I didn't. No, it has to be that, so therefore we touch up your din with dvar mainly as if it's a matana, because you attach it to a kinyan sudar. Pnei Yeshua just understands entirely differently than all the Rishonim, meaning, which L'chor is the more Pashup. The Rishonim say, like the way we just read, that the Din Udvar mainly is attached to a kinyan. Pnei Yeshua says, no, we're giving a different answer now. Forget about the Din Udvar mainly. You know how he's Mesalik himself? He makes a kinyan. He's makna the field to the other person. And that's it. So he doesn't own the field at all anymore. I'm not sure why none of the Rishonim want to say that way. L'chora, that maybe it's because the Gemara doesn't say Ella. It says Hakamay Askina. Normally the Gemara would use the term Ella if it's backing out of a previous answer. But that would just transfer the question. Why didn't the Gemara just say V'shikonu Miyado as opposed to saying Dinu Dvar mainly? So anyway, V'shikonu Miyado my Havi. Ask the Gemara Vayter, what does it help that the Shutof is Kanam Yado? How could he still be made on it after all? Hare Mamid Befnei Balchovo, he's still a Nogea Bedavar. Because if he has a Balchov that he lent money to before he gave his Chelek of the field to the Shutof, that Balchov can go and collect the field from the Shutof because it was Meshubah to him before he gave up his portion of the field. When the Ma'arer comes and says, no, the field is never yours, it's mine the whole time. So if that Ma'arer is successful in taking the field away from his Shutof, then it's going to turn out that my Balchov will have nowhere to collect from. So I'm going to be a lover rush of Lo Yishalim, and I'd much rather that people who I owe money to have from where to collect. So I'm Nogea Bedavar, so that the Balchov will be able to collect from this field. Tosfos points out from the Gemara's Kasha, it sounds like the Shutof is Pasul Lehayud, even if we don't know that he necessarily has a Balchov, because if he were to have a Balchov, this would be this would be beneficial to him. So we always have to be Choshesh. Tosfos says that maybe he has a Balchov, and that's enough to make him Nogea Be'edos. So it doesn't mean that I have to know that he has a Balchov, and therefore he's Nogea Be'edos. The possibility that he has a Balchov is enough to make him Nogea Be'edos. edus. Tamar Rav Bar Shmuel mishmei de Shmuel, because after all, Shmuel taught us hamocher sadu lechavero shaloba achrayus. If a person sells a field to his friend and he says, "I'm not taking responsibility that if this gets confiscated from you, that I will replace it," ain meyid lo aleha. I still cannot be meyid on this field because it benefits me to have this field in your rishus, so that if my balchov wants to come collect, he'll have from where to collect, and then I won't even have to pay it back because I sold it shelo b'achrayus. So, and what if he sold the field b'achrayus? So can I then be meyid? No, if I sold it b'achrayus, then it's an even more direct nogei abedavar, because if I sell it b'achrayus and it gets taken away from you, you're coming back to me. So forget about balchov that may or may not exist that creates a nogei be'edos. If it's b'achrayus, it's a much more direct. The point over here is that even if it's shelo b'achrayus, where you would say, okay, I don't care if it gets taken away from you, I sold it shelo b'achrayus. No, I do care, because I might have a balchov who needs from where to collect. So he's going to come and collect it from you. That's what the Rashbam points out, that it's kol shekein if it's be'achrayus. The Gemara on Mem Hei Amal Aleph is going to explain that Shmuel is talking about where the mocher has no other field, and that's why he's nogea be'edus, because he doesn't want to be lover rosha v'lo yishalim. But the gabi the lokeach, he's not a lover rosha because he sold the shelo b'achrayus. Meaning the only concern is, I don't care if it gets taken away from you. As far as you're concerned, I sold the shelo b'achrayus. That's why I sold the shelo b'achrayus, so that I won't be responsible. So let it get taken away from you, the person I sold it to. That doesn't bother me. But I'm worried about my balchov. Right, that's the one that I'm worried about. Now, that balchov is only going to be a problem for me if I don't have any other properties for him to take from. But if I have other properties for him to take from, he's not allowed to go to you anyway. So must be, says the Gemara later on, the Rashbam quotes, that you don't have any other properties. Or Tosos points out on Memvav and Beis, we're going to see Tosos points out that no, even if I have other properties and my balchov could go collect from other properties, I still want you to have this one, because it, just like we don't know if there is a balchov or not, we don't know how big the balchov is. I may have another property that's worth $1 million, and this property I sold to you is worth $1 million. Maybe I owe the balchov $2 million, so he's going to collect both properties. So I'm still no gea bedavar that I want you to have this property and not to be taken away by some third party, because my balchov is going to come collecting one day, or might come collecting one day, and I want him to have from where to collect. So bottom line is, the Gemara is saying, even if you gave up all rights in the property that you were a shutaf in, you're still no gea bedavar. You still want the guy that the shutaf to be able to have it, so that your balichov will have from where to collect. So says Gemara, Hachamai Eskinan, Tekabel Alei Achrayus. No, maybe Shmuel is talking about a case where the Shutof was Mekabel Achrayus on that which he gave to his friend. Then he's not Nogea B'Dover. So that's why, meaning when it comes to a case of a Lokeach that I'm Mekabel Achrayus, so I'm for sure Nogea B'Dover, that he should be the one to have it. But if I gave it to you as a matana, and then I was mekabel achrayus on it, so then I'm not considered nogea bedavar. Says, well, what achrayus deman? Whose achrayus would make me not nogea bedavar? Inem achrayus d'alma. If you're saying that I'm mekabel achrayus, that if some third party randomly comes and takes the field from you with a taina that it's his, then of course I'm nogea bedavar, because as soon as it gets taken away from you, I have to reimburse you. So obviously I'm nogea bedavar. Ella achrayus ta'asilei machnasei. You have to say that he's mekabel in the shtar achrayus, that if one of my balichov comes and takes it from you, I'm going to have to pay you back for that which was confiscated from you. So therefore, if someone comes from the shuk and takes the field with the taina that it belongs to him, I have no benefit to be made that it belongs to you, because even if through the edus the karka is going to remain in the hands of the shutaf, and therefore my balichov Chov will have the ability to collect that field, so the Baal Chov it will remain against the Shutaf that he was makna the field to, and Legabei, I'm considered a Lover Rush of Lo Yishalim. So it doesn't make a difference to me if I'm called a Lover Rush of Legabei, the Malva that lent me the money, or Legabei, the Shutaf that I gave the field Bachrayas to. And if I'm not, and even if I'm not made for the guy to be Mam of the field in his Rishus, I'm not going to lose out because I was never a Mekabel Achrayas to Alma. So it turns out that there's no benefit to this Edus, and that's why he's able to be made on the field. So bottom line is, we came up with a way that you give your property to a Shutaf, where you're Mekabel certain Achrayas to Asile Machmasei, but not Achrayas to Alma, and then you're not considered an Ogea Be'edus. So now the Gemara goes fundamentally, the Gemara says, well, wait a second, V'chi Mesalik Nafshei Minei Mi Mestalek, does it work to be Mesalik yourself as a Shutaf from your Chelek in the field? To the point that you're able to be made about it because you're not an Ogea B'davar, it's just not your field anymore. Does that really work when you're Mesalik yourself from something that's jointly owned? V'atanya, but don't we have a Braisa, B'nei Ir Shenignav Sefer Torah Shalahem. If you have people from a city and the Sefer Torah that was belonged to the shul of that city was stolen from them, and the Ganav Tainas that he purchased the Sefer Torah with money, Ain Dunin but Dayane Osayir, we don't don the Ganav with the Dayanim of that city. Ve'in Mavin Raya, me anche Osayir, and you can't have Edim that come from the people of that city, because everybody in that city is a Shutaf in the Sefer Torah. So they're all Nogea B'davar, meaning the stuff that's owned by the shul belongs to all of the members of the shul, right? It's Nogea La'alacha, right? When a person, halacha is that a talis shu'ula is patur from tzitzis. So if you borrow a talis, you wouldn't say a bracha on the talis. What if you forgot your talis at home one day and you take a shul talis? So is that a talis shu'ula? No, it's a talis shel shutfin, right? That belongs, if you're a member of the shul, it's a talis shel shutafin, so it belongs to you as well. You're a shutaf in the talis, and you're allowed to say a bracha on the talis. If you're a guest at someone else's shul and they give you a talis, Pashtus is, it's a talis shu'ula and you're pat from bracha. So people typically do make a bracha because they assume, no, they're giving it to you as a matana al manas lahachzir, because why would you want to borrow a talis that you wouldn't be able to say a bracha? And so it must be that they give. But the stuff that belongs to the shul is things that belong to everybody. It belongs to jointly, by its own jointly, by all of the members, by all of the people of that city. But v'yemisa, but if you could just be misalik yourself, so listuku betrebi nahu, let two of the people from that city be misalik themselves from their chelik of the Sefer Torah. Let them say, dinu dvar mein lanu b'sefer Torah, and they'll make a kinyan to formalize that, v'litainu, and then they'll be able to be done in the din Torah in this case. So you see, it must be that a shutaf is not able to be misalik himself from something that he's a shutaf in, because we always have to be concerned that maybe they made some sort of agreement to be with the other party to be misalik himself from the shutfus, and then as soon as he's made, he'll join back in the shutfus, right? That must be that's the concern. It's an interesting lashon. Tos Rid points out that we say let two of them be misalik themselves vili dainu. Vilidainu, to be done, you need three, right? Let two of them be misalik themselves via idu, it should have said, not vilidainu. So he says it should be lisadu, that they should testify. So Tosrid writes that the Gemara means that they're being misalik themselves dafka lodun and not lehayud, because when they're done him, they're done on that which is mikanu lahaba. I mean, the Gemara is being precise that they can only be misalik themselves insofar as that they can now be dayanim, because the role of a dayan is henceforth, right? I had no shaychus previous. I'm not being done on that which I was nogea to, whereas by edus, I'm testifying on that which I already saw, that which I already knew. Edus is always retrospective. Dayanus is prospective. So by being mesalik themselves, they could be dayanim, but they cannot be edim because it's too late, because it's edus by its very nature is retrospective. That's the comment of the Tosfos Rid. Not everyone agrees. Most of the Rishonim say that no, it means be mesalik yourself, and if you're edim, be edim. If you're dayanim, be dayanim. It doesn't when it says let two of them be mesalik themselves v'lidainu. It means either two via idu or three via lidainu. It means, well, you know, it doesn't. It's not meant to be taken so precisely that it's going to be two that are done. But the bottom line is, the Gemara is asking a question. We just take it. We took it as a foregone conclusion. The Brisa takes it as a foregone conclusion that if it's a Sefer Torah that belongs to the city, oh no, there's not going to be any Eidos, any Dayanim from the people in the city. But if there's an option to be Meselik yourself, there should have been the ability to have Eidos or Dayanim from the city. Elamai, this is a Raya that there's no option to be Meselik yourself, that it doesn't work to be Meselik yourself. Answers the Gemara, for a Sefer Torah, there's no option. Shaini Sefer Torah, Dilashmi Akai. Sefer Torah is different because being Meselik yourself doesn't help to avoid being Nogea Be'edos, since the Sefer Torah is meant to be heard from. And since they are Nen from the Sefer Torah, in that, their Yotzei, their Chiyuv, of hearing the Kriyas HaTorah each and every week, so they're not able to be the Dayanim of the on that Sefer Torah by being Masalik themselves, because they're living in the city. So until they move, there's no such thing as being Masalik themselves. It's interesting that we say that because they're going to hear Kriyas HaTorah, so they're still going to benefit from the Sefer Torah. Rav Elchanan points out in Kovetz Shurim, and what happened to Mitzvos Lav Lehanas Nitnu? Meaning that by hearing the Torah, they'll be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. That's called Hana'a from the Sefer Torah. That's a mitzvah. Mitzvah is not halachically qualified as Hana'a. So Rav Elchanan writes, no, it's enough to be Nogea Be'edos. Meaning, no one thinks I don't like doing mitzvos. I love mitzvos. I think mitzvos are great. It's just that there's a technical halacha that if I have a neder, that I'm not allowed to get hana'a, that which the great, immense pleasure that I have from a mitzvah is halachically not qualified as hana'a. But it's still a great, immense pleasure, and therefore I'm nogea be'edos if I'm going to be able to get mitzvahs out of it. So it's still considered to be a nogea be'edos. It's an important ha'ara that Rav Elchanan makes. The Rabbeinu Gershom says, so why don't they just not listen to Kriyas HaTorah? So what do you mean not listen? You're in the shul, and you can't close your ears. There's no way to avoid it. It's just something that's going to happen automatically with Kriyas HaTorah. The Rishonim discuss, and what if there's another Sefer Torah in town? Can you then be Masalik yourself? Let's say the town is lucky enough to have two Sefer Torah. Or let's say whatever, meaning sometimes you have to take out three Sefer Torah from the other. So let's say there are four Sefer Torah in town. So there's some, where there are two shuls, right? There's some way that you could avoid it. So some of the Rishonim say, okay, then Ein Hachinami. If there are that many Sefer Torah, now Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of Sefer Torah in our communities. So if there are that many Sefer Torah, then they're wonderful. And then you can be Masalik yourself. However, the Radvaz explains within Shita Sarambam in the 15th that even if there are other Sefer Torah in town, you always want to have the option of being able to daven at that minyan, at that minyan, whatever, and being able to have the flexibility with the Sefer Torah and not to have to roll that one. So there's always a benefit in having more Sefer Torah available to you, and therefore that would still be considered to a certain extent nogea be'edos. So it's an interesting line the Gemara says, that a Sefer Torah is lishmiya ka'i, that it's meant to be heard from. The Tshuvas Be'er Yitzchak writes, from our Gemara you see that you can't be Yotzei the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah with a Shutvas. That if you want to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, you got to pay for the whole thing. You got to do the whole thing. Because the Gemara could have just said, B'pshitos, that they can't be Masalik themselves from their Bailus on the Sefer Torah, because by doing that they're going to lose the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. Why does the Gemara say, oh, they can't do it because there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah? More fundamentally, whether they use the Torah, don't use the Torah, this is their Torah. So if everybody chipped in a couple hundred dollars and they got a Sefer Torah, and I'm able to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah in such a way, so then when I'm Masalik myself, I lose my mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. So shouldn't that alone be enough? So it must be that Ksivas Sefer Torah is not something that you could do b'shutfus. But then he says, nah, it's not really such a great raya. Because you could say that even if you're Yotzei b'shutfus, nevertheless, since it got stolen from them, meaning the whole point over here, when the Sefer Torah got stolen, you already lost your mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Ksiva Sefer Torah is only if it's in your rishus, if you still have access to that Sefer Torah. But if you have no access to the Sefer Torah because someone else stole it from you, so then Vayter, you're going to have to write another Sefer Torah anyway. It doesn't matter. So that's why the Gemara didn't say that by being Mesalik yourself, you're losing out on the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. You already lost it if the Ganav has it, if the Ganav is in control. But so that's the comment of Bar Yitzchak. There's another comment that Mari Brona has. He quotes from a Mari Vail. These names may not be so familiar to everybody, Mari Brona, Mari Vail, but these are from the Gedolei Haposkim. So he's Mechadesh, that someone who hears Kriya Sefer Torah in Shul is not Yotzei the Mitzvah for Shnai Mikra Vechatargum, and he still has to read the Parsha twice in addition to that which he hears it in Shul, because you're not Yotzei with Shmias Kriya Sefer Torah in the Beis HaKnesses. And brings a Raya from our Gemara. Shaini Sefer Torah Dilishmiya Ka'i. What do you mean? Lekriya Ka'i. It's a mitzvah of Kriya Sefer Torah. Elamai, when someone else is Korei and I'm only Shameya, I'm getting the mitzvah of Shmias Sefer Torah, but Shnayim Mikra V'yechad Targum requires that I be Korei. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's a simple Eitzah. Just read along in the Chumash, and then you'll be Yotzei, right? Meaning if you're only relying on Shemeya Ka'ona, then in a Chanami, it doesn't work. But if you just read along in the Chumash, it's also easier to pay attention when you're reading along in the Chumash. You'll be much more likely to catch mistakes if you read along in the Chumash. Not that that's the whole point, but when you read along in the Chumash, it's much more helpful on many levels, but it certainly helps as far as Shnayim Mikra, Vechatargum. That's the diyun in the Achronim that they have by Kriya Satorah. So what is it? Is it a mitzvah of Kriya Satorah and everyone has the mitzvah of Kriya, and by listening I'm Yotzei with Shomea Ke'onet, as if I did the Kriya? Or no, there's a mitzvah of Shmias Kriya Satorah, that I just have a mitzvah to hear the Sefer Torah, but I don't necessarily have a mitzvah to actually read from the Sefer Torah. Okay, so that's aside from the discussion of whether it's a Chovas HaYachid or Chovas HaTzibur, but even assuming that it's a Chovas HaYachid, for example, what is my Chiyuv? Is my Chiyuv to be Shomea, or is my Chiyuv to be Korei, and I'm Yotzei that Chiyuv of being Korei through Shomea Kona? So this Gemara is a critical Gemara in that discussion. Anyway, so the Gemara challenges now a second time, that are you sure that a person could just be misalik himself? Tashma, I'll bring you another raya that it sounds like that if you're misalik yourself, you're still considered nogei abedavar. Ha'omer tnu mana l'bnei iri. A guy says that give a mana for the needs of my city, to build walls of the city, whatever tzarchei rabim are in the city. So ein donim b'dayana yosir. They want to then go take from this guy's yarshin. The guy had made a commitment and he died, and he never paid up on the commitment, so they want to get the money from his yarshim. The dayanim from that city cannot be the dayanim on getting that money from the yarshim. You can't bring a raya from the people who live in that city because they're no gea be'edus, because obviously it's coming to benefit the entire city. So says Gemara, why don't we just say, if there's a possibility of being misalik yourself, why don't we just say that let them be misalik themselves, let two people be misalik themselves, and then let them be made about it. So it says, no, Hachanami b'Sefer Torah. That price is not talking about building walls of the city and other things. It's talking about a Sefer Torah, where there's no possibility of being misalik yourself from a Sefer Torah, as we just said, because it's l'shmiya kai, and there's no avoiding the shmiya of the Sefer Torah. So third and final, Raya, Tashema. We have a price that says as follows. Homer tznu manala aniye iri. A person says, give money to aniyim of my city. When it comes time when the gabbai tzedakah comes to collect on that, and then the person denies, or his yarshim are around, and they don't want to give up the money. So in order to have the din Torah over that money, you cannot use people from that city. So why not? After all, can't they just be misalik themselves? But before we even get to that, the Gemara clarifies what this price means, and through that clarification will then lead to the question, to the proof that we're trying to bring. V'tizbra anim shakli dayani mifsali. Wait a second. Why is that nogea be'edus? Why is anybody from that city, any member of that city, is considered nogea be'edus on whether the aniyim of the city are going to get money? It's going to the aniyim anyway. In the previous raya we were talking about, it was going to go pay for security for the city, for the walls of the city. Everybody benefits from that. This is tzedakah. This only goes to the aniyim. So the people who aren't aniyim aren't going to benefit from it anyway. Ela ema, so it must mean ein danin b'dayanei aniye osayir. Vein mevin raya me aniye osayir. In a chinami, the whole city is not disqualified over here from being a dayan or an aid in this case. Only the aniyim are disqualified because they're nogea. So now the Gemara finishes off the raya. But why are they necessarily nogea? Amai listalku betrein avshayu v'li dainu. Let two of the aniyim say, you know what? This money we have no shaychus to, and we will not collect from any of this money, and then let them be done. So says Gemara, Hachanami b'sefer Torah. You have to say this brisa when it says tenu mana la aniye iri means give a mana to people in my city in order to buy a sefer Torah. Well, what do you mean? What does that have to do with aniyim? But my kari lu aniyim. If you're just talking about getting a paying toward a sefer Torah in the city, how can you call them aniyim? Da kol etzel sefer Torah aniyim hein. Everybody needs a sefer Torah. You're an ani for that which you don't have and you need, no matter how rich you might be. But if there's something that you don't have and you need, then you're an ani. So since we're talking about money that's going to go pay for a sefer Torah, it doesn't help to be misalik themselves because everybody benefits from a sefer Torah. V'ibay seim aliyolim kedektani. Or a second answer is maybe Itaka is talking about aniyim mamish. It's actually talking about aniyim, and we're talking about the dayanim that are not aniyim themselves. The reason the dayanim from that city cannot be dayanim in this case is because we're talking about aniyim that it's their responsibility to take care of, and therefore I'm no gea bedavar, because the more they're already taken care of, the less I will have to take care of them. What makes it their responsibility to take care of these aniyim? So the Rishonim write, the Rimigash and the Ran write, that either they were makabal upon themselves to take care of these aniyim, or it's the minhag in that city that they have to take care of those aniyim. So they have a financial responsibility toward these aniyim. So obviously, if they do better and they get some more money, then I'm no gaya b'daver. Ve'echidami, so says, well, wait, what are we talking about exactly? Idikitzlu, if each of the bnei Ir has a set amount that they're chayiv to give to these aniyim, lisu b'treivnayim idikitzlu, let two of people give whatever the assessment was supposed to be anyway, and therefore they won't benefit one way or the other, because they've already paid up. V'lidainu, and let them be done, and whether the aniyim are entitled to this money. So achmayaskinan to lo kitzlu. It must be that the Bryce is talking about where there is no set amount that the aniyim get each year. It's all based on whatever the aniyim need. Oh, and what their needs are going to be is going to be determined on how much money they have, and that's going to be determined largely by this case. Or it could be that there is a set amount that the Bnei Ir have to give to these aniyim each year, and still, even if two people give their quota, they still can't be Eidim or Dayanim, because V'nichluhu Dekivin D'Ravach Ravach, I would still like to see these aniyim get this money, even though I've already paid whatever I would have to pay, whether they get this money or not. It still benefits me to see the aniyim get this money. The Rishonim explained, because when you help someone out, you like to see them be successful. So when they're more successful, I feel better about it. So even though it may not cost me any extra money, but there's a relationship over here. If I know that I'm giving tzedakah on a consistent basis to these people, and then you see they make it, then you see that they do okay, so that makes me feel great. So that's that itself is a nogea be'edus. Okay, that's the end of the discussion of being mesalik oneself. So now the Gemara goes back to what Shmuel said, that shutafim become a shomer sachar zelazeh. V'nasin shomer sachar zelazeh, Shmuel had said, that if the item gets stolen from one of the shutafim at the time that he's watching it, he's like a shomer sachar, he's therefore going to have to pay for gnev v'aveda. Amai, shmir b'baylimi, why should the shutaf have to pay when it gets stolen or it gets lost from him, an item that they're shutafim in? After all, it's considered by Levimo, because since each of them is watching the item in his, he's watching something that he has a portion in, and each one is also being shomer on the other guy's portion. So at the time that it gets stolen or it gets lost, from the shomer's house, the bailim is also involved in the shmira, because each one is watching for the other guy as well. So he's like a shomer sachar that has bailavimo, and the halacha is that a shomer sachar that has bailavimo is pater. That's called shmira bebailim. So amrav papa to amalei shmoli ayom vaniyah shmolachal lemachar. No, when he says that the shutfim become shomer sachar, We're talking about a case that that it's not only a chelik of the shutfus that you're watching; it's the entirety of the shutfus, because they're taking turns watching the entire thing. So you don't have Baila V'Imo. I'll watch it today; you watch it tomorrow. So there is no sense of Baila V'Imo when it comes to that. So that's why it's not Baila V'Imo. The din of Baila V'Imo, Pesukim and Chumash, right? V'chiyisha lishmeim rei v'nishpar omeis pasukas in Baila V'Imo lo yishalem. So even though it's about she'ela, the Gemara darshins that by Shomer Sachar, we also have the din of Ptur B'Bailim, because it says Vichy Yishal, the Vav Yisera, the extra Vav comes to be Marba Shomer Sachar as well. Okay, so Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa now explains, what if I sold something to you? Can I be made that it belongs to you? Machlo Bayis, Machlo Sada, I sell you a house, I sell you a field. Ain made lo aleha. I'm not allowed to be mitzarif with another aid to be made that it belongs to you. Because it's my responsibility. Meaning, if this ma'ara is going to go and take it from you, then I'm going to have to give you back your money. That you paid me for this bay. So I'm no gea be'edus. Machlo para machlo talis. But what I sold you wasn't a house. It was a cow. It was a piece of clothing. Then made lo aleha. Meishen achrius olav. Then I can be made that it belongs to you if someone is ma'arer, because you can't come back collecting from me. There's no achrayus on when I sell you a para or a talus. What do you mean? It's all dependent on whether you're a makabal achrayus or not. It doesn't matter whether it was a cow or a house or a field or a talus. It's just, was I makabal achrayus or was I not makabal achrayus? If I was makabal achrayus, I'm nogea beidus and I cannot be made. And if I was not makabal achrayus, I can be made. Why do we make it sound like it really depends on the specific item that I sold you? No, it's about the deal. The deal was there a chayus or not? Some Rav Sheshes Reisha Reuven Shagazel Sadam Shimon. Now the case with the field is that Reuven stole a field from Shimon Umachar Levi, and then Reuven turned around and sold it to Levi. Vasi Yehuda v'kama arim, and Yehuda, another guy, comes and is ma'arim that the field belongs to him. To lo lezel Shimon la'asale Levi. The point over here is not the guy who sold the field. The guy who was stolen from originally cannot come and be made that it belongs to Levi. Because he would like Levi to have the field. We are choshesh that Shimon wants Levi to have the field because he thinks tomorrow I'll be able to bring a raya that it was my field and Reuven had stolen it from me and I'll be able to get it back from Levi. So that's what makes me nogea be'edus. So according to that's how to understand the b'ris of Kron Roshesh. The machal lo b'ris machal lo sada means that Reuven the gazlan sold the field, sold the b'ris or sada to Levi, and then Yehuda came in as ma'arer. So ein me'lo. Well, the nigzal cannot be made on behalf of Levi, because the achrayus of the nigzal is on the lokeach. Meaning the nigzal is going to come take it from the lokeach, and therefore he's considered to be nogea be'edus. So it says, what? I'm going to come and be made that it belongs to Levi so that tomorrow I can come back into Bezin and say, just kidding, didn't belong to Levi, belonged to me the whole time. Levi only got it because Reuven stole it from me and sold it to Levi. I just said yesterday that it belongs to Levi. Once Shimon the Nigzal was made for Levi's benefit, that the field belonged to Levi against the taina of Yehuda, how is he able to come afterwards and take it away from Levi? He was moda, he was made that it belongs to Levi. So he's given up any chance of being able to get it back afterwards. So it says, no. He's made damar yadana dayar de lav de Yehudi. Levi is right now muksuk in the field. Yehuda comes and says, it's my field. So I'm not made that it belongs to Levi. No, I want to get it back from Levi. So I'm made. I know it's not Yehuda's. He's thinking, it's not Yehuda's because it's mine, right? But so then I'll still be able to come to Pesach the next day and I'll be able to claim ownership of the field. So it says, why are you considered nogea b'davar? After all, if you have some sort of raya that it's yours, if this Shimon has some sort of raya that the field belongs to him, the same way he can get it away from Levi tomorrow, he can get it away from Yehuda tomorrow. Why is he no gea b'davar, and who wins today's case? Today's case is between two people who are not the real owner. I'm the real owner and I have proof to it. So it shouldn't be no gea b'davar. But who's a chusa to come up with me Levi? Lifkami Yehuda. Whatever taina, whatever rights, whatever evidence I have that I'm going to be able to get it from Levi, I should have the same evidence to get it from Yehuda. So answers the Gemara, two answers. That that Da'amar Hashedi Noach Li Arishon Kashe Menu. One possible answer is I know Levi and I know Yehuda. Yehuda is impossible to deal with. Levi's pushover. So it's going to be much easier for me to get it from Levi than to get it from Yehuda. So whatever evidence I have is going to be a drawn out battle with Yehuda. With Levi, it's going to go 1, 2, 3, and I'll be able to get my field back. So I want Levi to have it today. The Ibayas Ema, or the other possible answer is, why is Shimon not able to be motzi from Yehuda in the same way he's able to be motzi from Levi? Kibin disle sadi lamar, visle sadi lamar, from Rabban Arahecha de Kaimatekum, that I know that Yehuda has Eidos, that it belongs to him, just like I have Eidos, that it belongs to me. So if Yehuda's holding on to it, and he has Eidim, and I have Eidim, they're just going to say, okay, Yehuda's muchzak, let Yehuda keep it. But if Yehuda has Eidim, and he's not holding on to it, then I stand a chance, because if Levi's the one that's holding on to it. Okay, so from this conversation, we'll continue with the top of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph tomorrow. Great day. Yeah.